Hi there, welcome to Feminization Week at Intelligent Phone Fantasy. As most of you know, just because you have feminization dreams doesn't mean you want to suck a cock. You would be making a horrible misstep to assume just because a guy likes to wear panties or bras or shaving his body hair that he wants to engage in bisexual behavior. That's what's so interesting and fun for me to work with feminization clients. No two are the same. My girly snowflakes. Today, however, a peek at those males who are into feminization and are into everything a girl does, including how she has sex. Which brings me to Dick Breath Sissy Jamie. Dick Breath Sissy Jamie, if you haven't guessed already, is a cock-sucking sissy. She was one of the first cock-sucking sluts to call me when I first started here at LDW, and recently touched base with me, and nothing's changed. She's a slut and slurping up the cock. How else do you think she got the name Dick Breath? She's always a good time, and I do enjoy catching up with her and her antics. And she's not alone. And I know a lot of you out there, you slutty sissies, who include feminization along with your dong bobbin. But the question for Dick Breath and the rest of you cock-sucking sissies is, which came first, the sissy or the dick? Since a male can be a cross-dresser without bisexual bent, does your feminization rise from your bisexual desires? Does a sissy who wants a dick adopt a feminine kink because that's what girls do? I would imagine for some it's a much easier pill to swallow. Or were your feminine feelings paramount? And as you explored, developed a taste for more things feminine. Was there a dominant woman who coerced you into slurping the erp? I want to know about your journey. Here is some sexy play. Where a dominant woman like me coerces you into sucking cock. The scene opens in my boudoir. An elegant vanity sits in the corner, adorned with feminine accoutrements, powders, perfumes, lotions, and paints. A string of pearls hangs off the mirror. You know what pearls are good for, right, girls? There you are. Sitting at the vanity, all shaved, bathed, powdered, and lotioned, feeling oh so femme. As a matter of fact, I can see your erect nipples in that cute little bralette I picked out for you. That's right, while your little titties are forming and growing, and those nipples getting oh so sensitive from training. You rather like how prominent and erect they are now. How very, very girly sensitive. Isn't that right? I walk into the room. Click, click, click of my stiletto heel. Sheer stockings. Short skirt. And a sheer white blouse. Oh, sissy! Oh, girly girl, and I come up behind you, stroking your neck softly and your arms as we gaze at my creation in the mirror. You've been such a good girl for a mistress. Today, let's explore some more, learning more about what it means to be a girl. You look up with doe eyes and say, oh, mistress, what? What do you have for me today? I look down. My finger slides from your shoulder up your neck, trailing across your cheek, and my finger slides across your lips. You really need to learn how to please with these lips, Sissy.
Oh, yes, Mistress, yes, I would love to learn to please you with these lips.
Good girl. I take your hand over to the bed. I instructing you to kneel and worship my breasts. Unbuttoning my blouse one by one, you kneel and rubbing your little clitty like you're taught. No more stroking for Sissy. You're a girl. You masturbate like one. Having you worship my breasts, my firm tummy, my hips, and my ass. Down my legs and to my feet, your firm, trained kisses arouse me. And I see it arouses you too. Hammering you hard on that orgasm control, sending you higher and higher. Before long, you're just out of your mind. Sissy horny, I call it.
Sissy horny.
When I start to taunt you. Sissy, you want to please mistress? Oh, yes, mistress. Sissy, do you need to please mistress?
Oh, yes, mistress, I need to please you.
Will you do anything for mistress, since you are about out of your mind and really not paying attention, and all you can whisper is yes, yes, yes? I slip from the bed, and in comes my stud. You look over, trembling.
Oh, mistress, mistress, this isn't what I... This is a... I'm scared.
I laugh at your trembling, but notice your clitty is even more excited. Undressing the stud with your hands, Sissy. I see a big exhale of breath. You think you've gotten off easy. But once he stands there naked before us, I slip my arm around his waist. Having you kneel before him, I start to stroke his penis. All the while noticing your arousal only gets higher. You're ready, Sissy. And as the world evaporates around you, and all that matters is mistress and her pleasure. Sissy, you need to please me. Sissy, you want to please me. Those trance-like affirmations trigger a behavior you didn't realize you had. That's right, Sissy. All this time, I've been training you for this. And as that big, thick cock comes closer and closer to your mouth, open wide, Sissy. You're going to be my cocksucker today. Do you want to be my cocksucker? Mr. Sarek of Intelligent Phone Fantasy. For your cocksucking Sissy adventure, call 1-800-601-6975.